Ken Hartman and Kevin Keith on Party Line. WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, WILO.
Howdy there. Welcome to Party Line on this Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Bold Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you always by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Blackhawk Winery, Ellis Jewelers, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Yield Spirit Shop, 51 West, BCS in Michigan Town, and Minute Print It. I'm Kevin Keith, and this is WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Hey, Ken.
Good morning.
Skywatch weather forecast is a frost advisory in effect till 10 this morning. Did you have to scrape coming in? Did you really?
The entire car.
Well, I left the house around 7:30 and did not have to scrape. It was just wet, but I could tell it probably would have been having to scrape if it was a couple hours earlier.
Yeah, it was. The only thing I didn't have to scrape was my window on my side. That was it. Everything else was solid ice.
Well, you parked the right way then, right?
Yeah, I did.
Mostly sunny today. Areas of frost this morning, as we said, high 58. Not as cool tonight, low 45. Chance of rain tomorrow morning, then a chance of rain in the afternoon, too, high 55. And Friday, rain, high 55 again. Saturday, cloudy skies. Chance of rain showers. They don't say what time of the day, though. I'm hoping it's earlier in the day than late. 58, the high Saturday, and sunny, mostly sunny, high 58. Seeing a lot of 38s on the lows here over the next couple nights, so it'll still be chilly.
Oh, yeah.
33 right now at your official weather station, WILO, as it's actually went down 2 degrees in the last half hour or so. But it'll make its way up there to 55 today. Laura Archibald on our WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision, coming up here in just about 10 minutes. And then the IU Health, we'll be talking to them coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. And thank you for the cheat sheet here, Ken.
You're welcome.
Going to be talking to Carrie Anderson, right?
Yep.
A registered dietitian, as November is Diabetes Awareness Month. So we'll be talking with her about that. Look forward to that. In the meantime, 659-3338 is the phone number to call if there's something on your mind. Ken and I would love to talk to you. We got a lot going on here, so let me grab my mouse here and pick up another piece of paper. Sorry. A little off mic there, sorry.
Yeah, just a little.
Do a few things. A couple nights from now, Don and Carl, round two of Indiana high school football action on the sectional. Clinton Prairie hosting Tri-County Friday night on WILO at 7 o'clock. High school football action on WILO brought to you by Bailey Trucking, Snell and Barger Realty, Noel Gas, the Farmers Bank, Culligan and Boone in Clinton Counties, Wampler Services, Scott Stewart at Clinton County Insurance, Jerry's Body Shop, and Reinhardt Realtors in Flora. And we encourage you to head to the game to support the team and then take your radio and listen to WILO while you're there, all right? We got a lot of HoosierlandTV.com events coming up, and a lot we've been covering the last couple months. We've got the parade for the Festival of the Turning Leaves, video from the Senior Fair, Sheridan football, Jason Wells concerts, and just put up yesterday, the last Thursday Thunder they had last Thursday in downtown Frankfort. And be looking for more coming up over the next couple months. Of course, we always do the parade. And so we'll have that December 4th at 3 p.m. I think the same night we're going to have the Howard County Parade, too, in Kokomo. Because that starts at 6, so that'll give us time to get over there. At least that's the plan. And, of course, you can see Ken and myself and our smiling faces every morning. Good morning at HoosierLandTV.com. TPA Park in Frankfort going to be the place to be this Saturday evening, 4 to 6 for a live remote. And then make sure you bring the kids back all dressed up in their Halloween stuff and their outfits. 5 to 9, Spooky Trails at TPA Park. You're just going to drive through. And I talked to Rodney Mounts with the Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods yesterday. And Rodney said that last year was a little bit of a debacle when it came to the route they had. I thought it was great because we went back and took the kids. Shell and I did. And I think Shell and I had more fun than the kids did, actually. But that's a whole nother story. And so he said they've got it even bigger and better this year. So a special thanks to Jamie Pratt and Center Township of Clinton County and Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods for having us out there. I'll be out there Saturday night. All right. I just thought of something, Ken, that I needed to write down, and I totally spaced.
And you lost it already.
Man, I've got a bunch going on today, and that's one thing. Okay. I got to write these things down as I think about them, or I'll get home at the end of the night and, daggummit. So anyway, I got to stay on top of that. Just a reminder, too, Disney's Frozen Junior will be playing at Rossville Schools Friday, November 12th and Saturday, November 13th, 7 p.m. both nights. It's a 60-minute musical, and if you want to see the kids perform, you can call 765-379-2551, extension 119 for reservations. I think that'd be pretty cool to see the kids in action there. Ken, last week was Extension Homemakers Week.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our extension office caught on fire a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And luckily, everyone okay. I think they are open back up for business this week, at least in some capacity. And what they're doing is the Extension Homemakers last week accepting non-food items like food for the food pantry, like shampoo, toilet paper, paper towel, shaving cream, etc. So if you can purchase some of those items this week, drop them off at the Extension office between regular business hours through Friday. So if you go to Walmart today or Dollar General or something, grab some toilet paper or shaving cream and drop it by the Extension office. If you have any questions, you can call them, too, at 659-6380. And don't forget, tonight, Ken, after 4 p.m. at Johnny V's, Pepe's, Greek's, all on the Frankfort Square downtown, it's John Virtue Wednesday, we're calling it. As anything after 4 o'clock tonight at all three of those restaurants, 15% is going to go to United Way. And thank you very much, John Virtue, for doing that. Anita Stewart, did I steal your thunder?
I must have been listening to an old podcast because I was listening to Wilo on the radio. I thought, you know what, I need to call them and remind them today. And then I'm on the phone and I hear you announce it. So you go ahead and steal my thunder. I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. Well, we've been trying to keep the awareness up. How great is that of John Virtue to do that again this year? Especially, we're not out of COVID yet, you know? It's not like all these business owners are swimming in money.
That's right.
You know,
actually, John has been very supportive of United Way.
Mm-hmm.
When the idea was brought to him, he was very open. And we got one restaurant, and he like, well, let's just do all three.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, we'll take all three.
Even better, yeah.
So, yeah, we're telling people, why don't you start out at Main Street and have you a nice meal, and then walk over to Pepe's and have a drink, and then walk over to Greek's and get your pizza and take it home for the kids. So date night, and still be able to take care of the kids. So.
And you could be home by 6:30.
That's true.
So, yes, that is tonight after 4 p.m. And yesterday, Anita, I thought of an additional bonus because Wednesdays is Free Pie Wednesday at Johnny V's, right?
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
Can't beat that. So, and you'll be helping a good cause. 15%, that's pretty substantial. That'll help.
Yeah, every little bit helps in this campaign. So
good deal.
We just appreciate it and just want to remind people that we look forward to seeing tonight and helping out our local restaurants and United Way.
Good deal. Good deal. While I have you on the horn here, how's things going for the homeless shelter help?
I'm real excited. We had our first inspection. We didn't pass it, but we have everything done now, so we're waiting for them to come back. I think they'll come back today to do the inspection, but otherwise we're ready to go. We have, I mean, the support and people wanting to help and provide things, it's overwhelming. I mean, just our Facebook share, I think, has over 1,000 shares.
Oh, yeah.
And just a lot of great comments and stuff, people saying how much it's needed. And I've heard there's already 3 people who are going to be ready to go the first night, so I'm like, wow, you know. It's a reality now, where before, you know, it was like, okay, we know we need this. How do we do it? And now, on Monday, it's here. So, going to do that ribbon cutting and hoping to have a lot of people there. I mean, we all can't get in the building at one time because it's not a huge building by any means, but it'll definitely keep people warm and provide them, you know, some food and let them do laundry and get clean before they do their wraparound services. So it's very simple. There's no TV. There's no phones in there. You know, it's honestly just a place to sleep and stay warm at night.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and sometimes that's all you need, you know, just a little help.
So pretty excited about it. So thanks for asking.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else you want to leave us with before we let you go here, Anita?
Just come out and help support United Way tonight. We're looking forward to seeing everybody.
All right. I know that I've got them on my plans anyway. At least the baked steak. I've got that taken care of. So.
All right. Sounds great.
Have a good day, Anita.
We'll see you guys soon.
All righty. Appreciate that. That's Anita Stewart, as we, again, I didn't mean to steal her thunder, but promotion, right? October 27th, that's tonight, after 4 p.m., 15% at Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria. I've only had a pizza once from Greek's. Have you eaten at Greek's?
I've had a sandwich.
Oh, okay. Sandwich is decent?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you, Cindy. About two or three years ago, at our Jingle and Mingle for Shine 99, our sister station down the hall, I had an opportunity to go in halvesies with somebody, and man, it was a good pizza. I think we just got a basic pepperoni, but it's really good. And you know, oftentimes it's the crust and the sauce that either makes or breaks a pizza for me, at least, anyway. But there's not too many pizzas I don't like, unless they're vegetarian or something. On the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. Good morning, Laura Archibald.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Honestly, I'm so tired today. I've been out of town on at a National Alliance of Recovery Residents conference for 4 days, and we didn't get back. I didn't get home till about 11:30 last night. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we appreciate your time first thing this morning, Laura.
Oh, that's all right. I'm at work anyway.
No rest for the wicked.
True.
So, so how are things going, first off?
They're going great, actually. Today's going to be a really busy day. We have over 150 people scheduled for immunization clinic today, now that boosters are picking up. So it's going to be a busy day, but everything's going really well, actually.
So we're getting ready for that. And is mental health getting a little bit busier for you guys, or a little bit, you know, maybe it's slacked off? I don't think it's slacked off any, but I just thought I'd ask that.
Yeah, no, it hasn't slacked off any, actually. It's been pretty busy, and we always know around the holidays it starts to get busier when it comes to mental health things. So we've been out and about really pushing the Changes program, which is our intensive outpatient therapy program for teenagers, and been meeting with the pediatricians in town and, you know, of course, all the schools, and trying to get that information out there to make sure that's getting utilized. The United Way was gracious to give us some funding to that for that, because we know it's a need in the community. We have had lots and lots of assessments get called in and get done in the last few weeks. So, you know, really pushing that program right now. We worked really hard to get it here. It was something that we heard over and over and over again, was about any in-county resources. And the neat thing about that program is we can pick the kids up at school, and they come, and then we take them back either to school or their home, depending on what they need. So the parents aren't, you know, burdened with trying to find them rides in the middle of the work day and things like that. So,
and of course, next week is your event out at Silver,
it is.
Out at Silver Coin.
Yeah, we're really excited. That's on Thursday on the 4th. Starts at 5 o'clock, and I did put you down for coming, by the way.
I saw the note you sent me. I appreciate that.
Yep. And so, yeah, we're getting ready for that. Little different format this year just because the health department's joining us so that they can thank all the volunteers they've had for the clinic, for the COVID vaccination clinic. And so a bigger affair, more people. We're cutting down a lot about like the information and things, just so that people don't have to be there for a long time. But yeah, we're excited about it. Just kind of wrapping up the final plans for it. It's always nice when it's somewhere else and somebody else caters it. When you're in the not-for-profit world, a lot of times we make the own our food for things and stuff like that. But
yeah,
to have an event where other people, you know, take charge and do that is kind of nice. But we're looking forward to it. I think we had 175 RSVPs. So
wow,
that's always that's always good. So, we're excited about that.
Where is it going to be, in the front part there as you come in, or is it going to be in another spot in the building?
You know, I'll be real honest with you. Kathy arranged that. I've never even been in the
okay.
building. So
well, I have been. So
wherever the biggest part is, I think that's where we'll be.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. So yeah. Anything really big going on between now and the end of the year?
So this week's Red Ribbon Week. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago when I was on. And so we're doing lots of stuff at the school. Some day program or contests, some coloring contests. Kids getting a lot of information this week, and that's in all the elementaries in the county. So if you have elementary kids or grandkids, it's a good opportunity. It opens that door to have discussions about saying no to tobacco, drugs, and alcohol. So we have all of those things going on this week. And then in November, actually, we're not doing this event. We're just helping with it. Tabitha Posey is doing a free meal for veterans and their families on November 12th. That's from 4 to 7 at the Neighborhood Center. And she just asked that people make reservations. So that number is 765-894-0584. Or someone wanted to call here, we could get that message to Tabitha. So that's just an individual citizen doing something really nice for our veterans. I thought that was a really neat thing. So we're helping her out a little bit with some decorations and things, but I hope we get a good turnout for that. She's really done a nice job of planning for that. And then really not a lot going on. 180 will open before the end of the year is still the goal. So got that opening to look forward to. And then next week on the 1st is the ribbon cutting and grand opening of Home for the Night, the temporary housing solution here in Clinton County. So, yeah, I guess plenty to keep us busy, right?
Yeah, there's always something to keep you busy.
Yeah, we're training the staff today for that. So I'm excited. After I get off of here, I'm going to go up to the Center Township office and help them get some training done for their staff. And I've got an office full of hygiene supplies. And so we're moving away. We're cooking with gas. Isn't that how they say that?
Next year, I know you didn't get a chance to really do this a whole lot last year, but are you going to have some national events based from national groups coming in here next year?
Yeah, really, that's the goal. You know, I think if the vaccine for kids gets approved, we'll really see our vaccination rates go up and our incidence of COVID go down. And the truth is this year, you know, we could have had some events, but you didn't know how to plan for it, so we planned them virtually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think next year we're definitely going to be able to, you know, plan for things to be in person. I would love to get the backpack program here that we had a few years ago out at the fairgrounds. That's a traveling national thing, and we do have some funding we could use to do that. And I would love to see that come in. I would really like to see if I can get it maybe in another county or location also, maybe on the same day or days in a row, so that, you know, we're spreading this because I know you were there, and that was a really, really neat, very moving thing that I think impacted teenagers a lot, and that's called Send Silence Packing. And so we'd really like to see that come back to Clinton County. I think, I know it was very impactful, and we have local stories in there, backpacks from local suicides that are traveling with that event nationally. So, I think that's one thing we definitely want to bring back. We have the Not In My Room trailer through IU Health that we would love to be taking out to more events. You know, when we first got the trailer, we were swamped with it, but then COVID hit. So, you know, we still have that. That is a trailer, and we can either make it a classroom for teachers, or we can make it a bedroom for parents and grandparents and guardians. And no kids are allowed in it. 18 or under are not allowed, because they don't need any more ideas than they already have.
That's right.
But you go through, and it shows you different places that kids could be hiding substances, that's alcohol, drugs, vape pens. Also shows parents the devices, because a lot of times, you know, me too, I have six kids, and, you know, some of the things we bought shocked me. So, you know, we have a vape watch in there and all kinds of things that I think that parents need to know what these things look like, so they are aware of them and are looking out for them. So we're hoping to get all of those big initiatives in person rolling again last year. I mean, we really started this fall. I mean, we had the baby shower in person and things like that. But I think next year we're planning on it being status quo and being able to be back to normal. So,
okay. Anything else before I let you go?
I don't think so.
Okay. Sounds good. You take
care.
All right.
Thanks.
You take care, and I'll more than likely see you next week sometime.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Laura.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Laura Archibald on the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with Hope and Vision. About 7 minutes left in the first portion of the program at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Let's see. Okay. So the top story this morning at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com is that the Clinton County Commissioners and County Council have filed a dismissal against Rich and Ashley Kelly. And where did we get this information from, Ken?
Came from Jordan Brewer, the commissioners,
okay,
about late yesterday afternoon, early last night.
All right. So this says that it's a motion to dismiss their complaint, the commissioner's complaint, against Sheriff Rich Kelly and Matron Ashley Kelly in both their personal and professional capacities on October 25th, which was 2 days ago. So the commissioners and council had started the action several months ago to gain some oversight and what the commissioners called transparency for the commissary fund, along with other things. It kind of looks like they go through to outline a couple steps here that, you know, kind of a timeline there. It says here that the commissioners and council have been informed that the Indiana State Board of Accounts will be setting up an exit interview to report findings of its examination into the commissary fund in the near future. And so hopefully we can, you know, let's call this what it is. It's a press release from the commissioners with their own spin on it. This is not a story Ken wrote. And anytime you have a controlled press release, you're going to try to cast things in the most favorable light in your on your side. So we may want to just label that what it is a press release, not technically a news story.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see as maybe we can. We have reached out a little bit on to a couple folks to see if we can get a few more comments down the line here from both the sheriff and the commissioners, if they would choose to make an additional comment. In the meantime, we are waiting for IU Health this morning. Ken and I will be talking with Carrie Anderson, who is a registered dietitian, as November is Diabetes Awareness Month. And we'll be doing that in just about 3 or 4 minutes. Ken, I never realized what a debilitating disease diabetes is until my dad had it and had to retire early. Within a year or two of retiring, he had to have a leg amputated because the circulation had left basically his right leg. And before he passed away of a heart attack about a year and a half ago, which was a result of the diabetes, but not direct result. He had been on dialysis for probably darn close to 5 years, and he was only 64 when he passed away. I saw things really going downhill that last 2 years. And as a matter of fact, he was getting ready to schedule the appointment to have his other leg amputated when he passed away. So it really can there's two or three different kinds of diabetes, and a couple that are real serious. And of course he tried to control that and everything, but once you get to a certain point, your kidneys can only handle so much, man. With that dialysis, it wore him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
true.
And he got to the point where he did the dialysis was about a 10-minute drive away from where they live in Indianapolis. And I think he went 3 or 4 days a week. It was every other day. And I would talk to him on the phone that evening, and he just said, it wore me out, Kevin. He said, the next day I'm tired. And then the next day you got to go back, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It was tough on his old bones for sure. And Diabetes Awareness Month, it's good to have a month to have awareness, to get checked, see what's in there. And sometimes that can be inside the family, too, you know. So
that's,
you
right. Want
to make sure you check and see if it's going to come down your way. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back and get a hold of IU Health coming up next on Wylo's Party Line.
When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Got a clock on the dot. Kevin, Keith, and the Party Line team.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, with over 45 years' experience, is used to covering just about anything you can imagine. Auto, home, farm, life, even Medicare coverage. All the items that are your biggest investment. Michelle and her team know how to give you affordable coverage you can count on. Plus, stop in and find out how easy and affordable health insurance can be. Stop in at 337 Kentwood Drive in Frankfort or call 654-0287. For Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency. Caring for you is what we do.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? Geico, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. HomeAdvisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet-targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass-reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day-a-week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.